Hey, this is Brosie, and I'm here with Pang on WZND. Can you guys give us an introduction? Who are you, and what do you play?
What's up? I'm Mikkel, did the guitar and singing.
I'm Seth, keyboard.
I'm Nick, I play the drums.
I'm George, I play flute and saxophone.
And I'm Ryan, and I play bass.
Awesome. And just a reminder for those listening, you guys just performed at Castle Theater and WZND's Battle of the Bands Next Generation. How was that for
Let
you
them know. It was wonderful. It was a fun time. It was a kind of a newer setup than what we usually do. We added some sax and some flute and some Ryan Tua. But yeah, it was really fun. It was cool to play in the big stage. Anyone else have anything?
I felt really good about the set we put out, and I think the crowd enjoyed us.
I just can't believe you just made a Hawk Tua joke on the air.
I was just saying your name, bro. Whoa.
Nobody
it's
said
Tui.
That, bro.
It's Tui. That's your name, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
I don't know. I felt like there was a really good energy there.
Nice. Okay, and I know you guys play a lot of garage shows, so was this your first ever, like, on stage, like, real venue show?
Yeah, well, we played a Canopy Club in Champaign, which is kind of a similar venue to this. That was pretty fun, but I think there was definitely a lot bigger crowd at this one. But yeah. Yeah, so Castle's better, I suppose.
This one was cool because it's you know, where we're from. So a lot of people we know from the garage shows came out for this one because they knew it was special. They knew it was going to be special. So
awesome. Okay, and do you guys have any more shows coming up?
No, I think this is
not at the moment, yeah, but
if we win,
we'll keep playing. If we lose, we're retiring.
I will say, be sure to follow us on social media at Pang Band on Instagram.
Yeah, Pang, not Pain. P-E-N-G.
I said Pang.
I know. I'm just saying for the people.
Pang. P-E-N-G.
But yeah, I don't know what the future holds.
nothing as of right now, but yes. But keep up on social media.
We're going through it a little bit.
Yeah, there's a tumultuous divorce, you know, but.
But you know, that's how it goes.
But yeah, so
we're
follow us and you'll figure
future.
Out.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I don't know if you guys know, but I've been a huge fan since I did your last interview with WZND.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been following you guys around on Instagram. And yeah. I saw that little poll you did for your show, and you were suggesting to play Goofy,
one of
your unreleased new songs. Do you guys think you're going to release any new music soon? Anything you can tease?
My lips are sealed. I have no...
Yeah, we can't spoil it.
I'm a nomadic releaser, you know. We'll just have to see what happens. I don't know.
We're Pang, and you're listening to our song Polaroid right here on 103.3 WZND.
I
And your most recent EP, Pang, has so many amazing songs. And personally, my favorite is Rabbit. Oh, do you guys each have a favorite song you'd like to perform?
I like, I say Rabbit's my favorite too. I like Rabbit a lot too. I'm glad you're a Rabbit enjoyer.
On the EP, maybe Polaroid.
On the EP, Joyride, but I'm not going to lie, I voted for Goofy on the poll. I was one of the ones that voted for Goofy, so...
Didn't win, though.
No, it did not. Yeah. I was bummed. It did. I was watching.
It was pretty close, though. It was pretty close.
Yeah. I like Joyride.
I like With My Own Regrets.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I know this poll was really hard for me to vote on. I really love the songs on the EP. I'm just really excited for your guys' new music.
Thanks for interviewing us again.
Yeah, of course. What artist has the most influence in your music, do you guys think?
I say maybe the EP has like a lot of indie inspirations, but like the live performances, I think we're always trying to do more psych. So a lot of the psychier stuff we do live is more inspired by like early Pink Floyd. A lot of the indie stuff that, and Stereo Live. Stereo Live is probably the best answer I could give. Right now, I'm inspired by Marvin Gaye. Steve Lacy's also up there for sure. Yeah.
And I know you guys are just fresh off of performing, so do you have a process or ritual you guys follow before performances?
For at least 3 hours. yes, and after we're done meditating, then we do yoga, and then we chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, something like that. Meditation.
I don't know. I'm not in the room for that one, but I'm not a part of that. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, we felt you. I don't know if you were in the room, but I felt you. Something.
Your spirit was there.
I felt something. I was in the other room, but I did feel something.
Yeah.
Gravitating
towards
me.
That's the point. Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. I feel that.
And what would you guys say your creative process is when you write your new music?
It's usually one of us, either me or Seth, will come with an idea of a song and then just bring it to the band and we'll jam it for a while and yeah.
Pretty collaborative process. I mean, one of us takes a riff or a set of chord changes and takes it to the band and we all play over it and make up what we feel goes over it, and that's how the songs develop over time, and that's what's happened with the new song, at least Goofy. I don't know.
Yeah,
we've
got
a few others and the worst that haven't made it to the stage yet, but...
And the winner, the judge's pick of this Battle of the Bands, actually gets to open for one of the bands coming to Castle Theater. So, if you could open for any or musician or band, who would it be?
Oh, it would definitely be Stereo Lab. I saw them in Chicago, I think a year ago with Seth. Stereo Lab.
David Gilmour.
Yeah, David Gilmour's touring right now. He could hop into the castle.
I'm gonna go with Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
We can't live up to it, but you know.
Well, it can be anyone.
We can
honestly, anyone in time or space, dead or alive.
I'd still.
Wait, if we win.
And I just have one last, a little silly question.
Yeah.
If your music was a color, what color do you think it would be and why?
I'll say purple.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe pink or purple.
I mean, I'm going to go with the fancier way of saying purple and say indigo.
Yeah, indigo's a good one.
Royal purple.
I say purple.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming up and doing this interview with me.
No, thank you.
This was Rosie, and I was here with Pang, and right here on 103.3 WZND.
Woo!